Journalists in Utah say the public has a right to know what exactly transpired the day 25-year-old Ciale Angelau was killed. Angelau, a man federal prosecutors identified as a member of the Tongan Crip gang, was indicted on federal racketeering charges. His April 2014 trial was the first to take place in Salt Lake City's new federal courthouse. Authorities say Angelau charged a witness who was testifying about the gang when a U.S. marshal shot him. The incident was caught on video.
The significance of the video is that both sides say it supports their case.
Attorney Jeff Hunt represents the Utah chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists. He says attorneys for the government say the video proves the marshal acted reasonably. Angelau's family, however, filed a wrongful death lawsuit alleging the marshal used excessive force. Hunt filed a motion on behalf of 18 media outlets to intervene in the family's lawsuit. This allows media to be involved in the case for the limited purpose of arguing the video be released to the public. Last week, a judge granted that motion. Mackenzie Romero is president of the Utah Headliners chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists. She stressed the organization takes no position on whether the marshal should have shot Angelau.
Our interest here is seeking information that we believe should be public, should be available, because it happened in a public courtroom. This is the court for the people. This is a public matter happening in open court on the record.
U.S. agencies have yet to release the name of the marshal who shot Angelau. Government attorneys say they want to prevent deputies from hesitating to protect people in the courtroom when there's a threat of violence. Whitney Evans, KUER News.